This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. My guest this week is Rich Wolfenden. How was that at school?
It was fine at school. At school I was wolfy to pretty much everyone.
That's cute.
So schoolmates, teachers... Just wolfy. Straightforward, because it can be quite a difficult name.
I've never heard it before. Where's it from?
So like all my life, I used to think it was like German or like Austrian.
It does sound a bit
or
German.
Something
Why
like
does
that.
It make us think of Germany?
I don't know. I think it's the wolf thing, but it's not from there. It's from Oldham.
Oh my god, cool.
Yeah, it's from Oldham. So I thought my like ancestors like travelled across the continent, but they just travelled down the M62 just to get to Liverpool. Yeah.
So, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do? One thing that you do is you've got a podcast.
Yes.
With my mate Luke.
Yes, on the old Sound Rebel Network.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
There we go. Called Triple Captain.
Yeah, called Triple Captain. It's all about FPL, so fantasy football. Do you know about FPL, fantasy football?
Play it? Unfortunately, yes.
You do?
Because Michael decided that he just wanted to get into it because of Luke. And he listens to the podcast. And... Well, actually, this is quite funny. He's playing FIFA in the background, so I know he's listening. At work, there's like a £200 prize or whatever, and he was I'm going to smash it, And he used to talk to me about it every week, right?
So you picked up and learnt things?
No, the fuck.
Oh, okay.
I was just had to go like that. Right, oh, he'd be like, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're telling me, because I don't care. But... it's all gone radio silent. And do you want to know why I think that is?
Oh, go on.
Because I think he's shit and he's not going to win his £200. I think he's dropped right down and he's probably give up. Is that right? Yes!
He's enthusiastic there.
Oh, because... do you know what? That's just typical. Like, it's a sprint, not a marathon.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
He's literally smashed it in the first couple of weeks and then fucked it off.
Yeah, I think I've said that very quote on the podcast. Yeah, I think I have, yeah. But no, it's good we do it every week. And me, Luke, and Ben, who produces it, it takes over our lives and it stresses us out, like, seriously. Like, Luke says he's a Manchester United fan, but he's not. He's an FPL fan now.
Really?
If Manchester United were to lose 5-0 to Manchester City, as long as Aguero scored two with them, he'd be happy.
But because he gets his
Because he'd have Aguero and his team, He's obsessed with it. But he's the one who's actually good at it and is obsessed with it. Like, he finished in the top 10,000 in the world last year. And
That is really impressive.
But yeah, it's good. It's very nerdy.
So if you're into fantasy football and people just talking about imaginary shit, then listen to it.
Yeah, but it's like, but all of a sudden, if you've got like a player who plays for Southampton and one who plays for Brighton, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, Brighton v Southampton this weekend. It's got three of my players in this game. This is going to be exciting.
Yeah, no, I do get that actually, because... Michael has got more into football as well, and we'll, like, the pub next door, we'll go in, and actually the one thing that, this is probably like what you've just said, but the one thing that makes me interested is if I'm like really not interested in who the teams are, I'll put a bet on.
Yeah, that does make it much more exciting.
I mean, always bet responsibly. But I mean, like, even if it's just a couple of quid, because then I actually give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise it's just like men kicking around a dead cow.
Yeah, is that a saying?
Maybe that could be your next podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Men kicking round dead cow.
Okay, we can make that happen. I think we can. Just need to get my hands on it. Cow.
So what other stuff you do your radio? We met
in Wales.
Yeah, we met.
That was it, wasn't it?
We met in Wrexham in Capital when I was doing a few little demos
and I was like interning, assistant producing stuff like over there, and I just started doing that.
Wrexham's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, I love Wrexham. honest to God, Wrexham is like not my second home, but I spent a lot of time in like Wrexham and North Wales.
I mean, I love North Wales. Everyone that listens to this knows that I go there all the time. But I mean, I suppose when I drove there to the studio, I just saw the studio and a block, like a, what was it, like a patio shop and a Subway.
Yeah, that's it. There's a garage.
That sort of thing. Pretty bleak.
But yeah, we met there, didn't we?
Yeah. So you do other radio, what other radio you do now?
So, from doing that, I then started doing football commentaries for TalkSport. So I do Premier League games and Bundesliga games for TalkSport. So, for example, in December, I think I've got 5 Premier League games and 3 Bundesliga games. So I'm just going to be constantly commentating for all of December, which is great. It's honestly...
And, like, silly question, do you really like football then?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's given me a completely different, like, way of like viewing football. Like when I was like in school, I was the most like biased Evertonian, thought Everton were the best thing in the world. But now I'm not like that anymore, mostly because they're awful.
Yeah, I mean, God, I awful. Don't know much about football, but I know that that's not true.
Yeah, well, lost at home to Norwich yesterday, and it's just dreadful, which is probably one of the main reasons for my hangover. But yeah, so you just kind of like have like a different view on it now, and you can like view a game like tactically, like almost like you're the manager. Like I honestly reckon now I could be a football manager.
Do you reckon?
Because the amount of football that I've watched, honestly, yeah.
So you do all your radio, you've got, and then you do what? Yeah, what X?
So I'm on Radio X as well. So it's like a indie rock guitar kind of station down in Leicester Square. So I do like the overnights slot on that. Well, as of the second week of December, I'm going to be doing the overnights regularly. So,
oh my God, that's so cool.
So is nocturnal that you, people, get me on, please.
Is that what you wanted to do? So you wanted, do you want to do like commentating? Do you want, or did you just always want to be in that kind of journalist-y media?
Yeah, I like having like a balance of it. I think if I was just to do the commentaries, I think I'd get sick of football. Because
yeah.
Football's like all in all. That's like the one thing that I properly love like in my life. Like, girls come and go. Football is always there. Football is always there.
Yeah.
So I'm properly into that. So if that was my full-time job, I think I'd like fall out of love with it a little bit.
Yeah. It's like a busman's holiday a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And the Radio X stuff as well is just like my favourite music. And it's like the radio station I've always listened to. So to work on it is just like
You are literally living the dream.
Exactly. And if I was on in the afternoon rather than one at night, it would be the absolute dream.
But isn't that, isn't that what happens like in terms of progression?
Is that like where you start?
Do you start at the like shift that people don't necessarily want to do?
It's called the graveyard shift.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is. It's 1 till 4 in the morning on like, a Monday morning, Sunday night is like when I'm on first in the week. So it's just like exhausting. But you've got to do it. And you know, if you don't do it, somebody else will. So
yeah, no, exactly.
So that's like the mindset which I always have. And you just got to graft for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
So I mean, I've done so many mad jobs in my life. So I used to work, my first job, I was a football referee. When most lads get a paper round, I was a football referee when I was a kid. So I used to get grief off everyone, which kind of gave me a bit of a thick skin, I think, in my early ages. And then I worked in like a pub in Preston.
Preston.
Oh, yeah. It was called The Railway. Or the station, I think it was called. Next to the station, Preston Station.
Yeah. I love that when someone's from somewhere. What's it called? Yeah, I know that. I bet he does.
And I worked in a tapas restaurant in Preston called Duck.
It's nice.
Oh, there we go.
It's
Michael,
well famous.
The mayor of Preston over there. Okay, so you've listened to the podcast. You know what's coming. I'm going home bargains today. And it's about fucking time, because look at this sad little part. It's time for Double Dares, my favourite jelly bean based game. So you can't have the blue because someone decided that that's either a blueberry or toothpaste, which I don't see which one's bad. Like, toothpaste just mint.
Yeah, but you don't eat toothpaste though, do you?
Well, every day, yeah, do you?
I mean, I spit the toothpaste out.
Yeah, but you but a bit of it you swallow, don't
okay,
you?
Yeah. All right, okay, I understand.
So
that.
These are like cola or cat food, strawberry or fresh blood. That one's Tutti Frutti or rotten milk or something. But you could that one's watermelon or snot.
Oh, Christ. So, I mean, I'm a bit hungover today.
I know, yeah, this is brilliant.
I'm not really looking forward to this. I had about maybe 9 pints across the afternoon yesterday.
Ooh, 9 pints deep.
And a lot of them were John Smith's as well. So
oh my God, what's your poo like? Is it black?
Not had one yet, worries.
Oh my God, beer poo. Right, I'm just going to go for a green one.
Okay. There's a lot. There's not many white ones. Does that mean that they're delicious?
That could be Tutti Frutti.
There's only one pink one.
Yeah, that's strawberry or fresh blood. You've picked it now, so you've got to do it. So after three, we've got to do it. And also, you've got to swallow it. So if it's disgusting, you can't spit it out.
All right.
Okay, ready?
My mouth's like drying out.
Everyone's most nervous about this. Right, 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, look.
Mine's delicious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, she's gagging. Her eyes are watering. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, she's gone bright red.
That's my...
You're on the same colour as my jelly bean.
Oh, my God, that tastes like an old man's fart.
Oh.
That tastes like probably what your shit's going to smell like
later. Oh, John Smith's inspired.
That's a John Smith's poo.
You've had a John Smith's poo flavour jelly bean.
You just got away with that. I can't believe it.
Delicious.
Well done, you won.
That's actually perked me up a little bit, you know.
I think seeing
I mean, your eyes are actually properly watering.
Mate,
it's
actually disgusting.
People think it's a bit of an act. It's not. She's in pain right now.
I'm genuinely, my eyes are watering and I'm literally talking to get like focused on something else.
Okay, I thoroughly enjoy that. Thanks for the treat.
Okay, our first dilemma is Steve Durham. That's all we've got. Steve Durham.
Steve Durham. It's not Steve in Durham.
Steve in Durham, yeah.
Okay, cool. Come on, Steve.
Hi, Jess. Simple one, this. If it's simple, Steve, why are you asking me? How long into a relationship do you have to be before you can fart in front of each other? Oh, you're perfect for this.
Oh, no.
I did it in front of my missus last night and she was horrified. But we just hit the 4 month marker, so I don't think it would be a problem. Thanks from Steve.
4 month mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you...
So we've been dating for about 4 months.
You've been dating your girlfriend for four months. Have you farted in front of her?
No,
have you not?
No, oh my God.
Are you even look embarrassed talking about
it? Yeah, no, I haven't. I just store it all up. Just go to the bathroom a lot.
Oh my God. But those days, I hate those days where you're laying in bed, feared to move because you're like, if someone like touches you, you're like, oh, it's going to come out.
Yeah. No, because like you go out for a meal, you have a few drinks.
Yeah.
Like it's the storm's brewing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The storm is brewing. Especially if you have beers.
I remember, I live next door to a pub and I can park, like I park on their car park.
Right.
And I remember when we were first together and also my toilet is downstairs.
Right, okay. Right, but so you've got to make a big old trek.
Well, no, but I mean like it's not like you can go upstairs and get away. Like if someone sat in the front room, it's there, do you know what I mean? But saying that, a lot of people come to my house to have a poo. It's so weird.
Like my knock
friend
on
Charlie
the door.
Used to knock on and just have a poo and then
what?
Leave. It's weird. I don't know. Maybe it's because they feel comfortable. But
not have their own toilet?
I think they just like, we're going past knock on and they're like, oh, I need a poo now.
Quilted toilet roll.
Kieran Richardson does it every time he steps in this house. He's like, I need a shit.
Oh, God. I have to use a loo before I go.
Yeah.
See what everyone's raving about.
Do you John Smith poo before you go?
Yeah, find yourself on TripAdvisor before the end of the week.
So I do remember, this isn't farting, but I do remember, like when we're driving back, we probably had something to eat, we're driving back from somewhere, I was parking up and I thought, I need a shit. And as I say, my toilet's downstairs and what I said was, I'm desperate for a wee. I'm going to have to use the pub toilet because it's right there.
Right, okay.
I mean, thinking that I did something like that now is crazy. Like,
yeah.
Because now I would just, while he was having a shower, just take a poo.
It's mental. I can't. I mean, the relationship I've been in the longest for is 7 years. And I never, ever would like go to the bathroom while she was in the shower.
No.
No.
Did you fart?
Oh, yeah, fart in front of her. Because it'd be like funny.
Yeah.
Like when you're in the early exchanges, like I don't think you can really do that in front of your partner. Especially if like you're laying in bed. In the early exchanges of your relationship, it's a lot more physical.
Yeah, because you want to seem really attractive as well, don't you?
Yeah, like, and you're letting off your John Smith farts.
Yeah.
It's not the most attractive thing.
So, like, what... Right, so he's saying 4 months. What month do you think? Because this is actually ridiculous, actually, because, like, oh, right, on the 6 month, I can fart.
Yeah.
Like, happy sixth anniversary.
Yeah, I don't think there's a time limit on it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's the alarm. Yeah, fart yeah. Now. There's not a thing. I don't know. It'll just, I think it'll be, like, an accidental... pump,
yeah,
or just escape, and then you'll either giggle at it. I think like Ben is laughing at the word,
sorry. Yeah,
laughing at the word,
laughing
pump.
At the word pump.
Yeah, I haven't heard that since I was about
five. It's a little toot.
I just think that, like you said before, that when you start actually being official, you spend more time with each other, and the more time you spend with each other, we're humans, we extract gas, right?
Yes. Yeah,
like. It's going to happen. And also, it can make you feel ill, like...
If you hold on to it.
If you're holding on to it,
It's not good. You feel bloated.
I didn't actually fart in front of Michael for for ages, actually.
Yeah.
No, it was longer than that. It was longer than that because I remember someone saying something. And it was weird because I think I'd probably done more embarrassing stuff, actually, in front of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Than that. But I just kept it in for ages. But that, I don't remember the first... I can't remember when it was okay and when it was not. Now I just like...
I think it's a sign that you're in a strong relationship, though, if you can do that
yeah.
in front of them. Maybe like at the beginning of your relationship, you feel like, all right, yeah, it's not absolutely nailed on yet because we've only been going out for a few months and you like how things are going along and when that fart does come, like that's going to be like, the, oh my God, he's disgusting or she's disgusting or whatever. But then maybe because you've been in a longer term
I
thing,
would say to
you
Steve,
know, you get more comfortable in, don't you?
Listen... As long as you're not like, I think after 4 months, it's fine if you've had a fart, right? But as long as you're not like fucking Dutch oven or like going up to a head and farting on a head, because that's a bit like...
Getting up on the couch, just
as long as you're not
your
like,
arse in her face.
Have that one.
Yeah.
Like, because Also, I think that people might, she might be horrified as well, because like we just said, like, it's about that being attractive to each other. And it's like, are you, do you not feel like you have to make an effort with me sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, say we were in bed and we were like, if we like were kissing or whatever and he farted, that would piss me off.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say.
I'd be like, oh, what? No.
Yeah. I mean, if it was if you were like an intimate scenario when he did that, then I'd understand. Like, if you were like sat on the couch watching a film, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, The Notebook, it's the big emotional part in the rain. Yeah. And then you let out a little pump. That might like kind of annoy them in some way, and I can see that because it takes it away. Whereas, like, you know, if you're asleep and you do a little fart.
Yeah, I would just say, listen, she's got to get over herself a little bit. If you're just doing a fart, like, she does farts, do you know what I mean? Make a joke of it. Like we've said, don't go around fucking farting on her head and, you know.
That's good.
Go and smell this one, lad. Like, good advice. No. And otherwise, she needs to move on. You move on for someone that's got a bit of a sense of humour.
Or learn the SBD.
What's that?
Silent but deadly.
I think they're even worse. They're cringe though. Because when you let one go and then see someone's nose and you're like...
I've actually let four out during this podcast.
Michael's got them all.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for businesses. We can help with the whole production process, from idea development through to podcast distribution to all the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Google Podcasts.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Right, back to the episode.
So, this is Jenny at 22 at the Midlands. Hi, Jess. For as long as I can remember, me and my dad have been going to watch rugby. He's a massive fan and never misses a game. And until last year or so, I didn't really either. However, I've been coming up with different excuses for not going recently because I'm not enjoying it anymore. Not spending time with my dad, that's great. Just the game itself and the weekly tradition we have around them all getting a bit repetitive and dull. Anyway, Christmas is coming up and I know that Dad will have renewed my season ticket because that's what he does every year. Should I be honest and tell him I don't want to go every other week anymore, or should I keep going to the games to keep my dad happy?
It sounds like she's spending very good time with her dad, which is very undervalued. And like, basically, this is like sounds exactly the same as what I do with my dad. Like, I don't really see him very much because I'm down in London, obviously, and he's up in Liverpool. But the one thing that we do all the time, or most of the time, as often as possible, is go to the Everton match. And we have the same routine over and over again where we go the same pub, Dilly Arms.
Yeah.
John Smith's, as always. Then we go to Chippy, which I've been going to for 10 years.
Yeah.
We were just saying before we came on this, the guy in that Chippy gives me a Christmas
card. What's your order?
Chicken fried rice. No onions. Hold the onions.
People that are not from the north will find that crazy that you get that from a Chippy.
I know, yeah. Well, I don't know why I do that.
I was having this discussion with Daisy, actually, my friend that's been on this. And she was like, is that just like a northern thing that Chinese's are Chippies as well? And I was like, yeah, I think so. She was like, because you would never find that in London.
Yes, yeah, true, actually.
Because like, we've got that Chinese opposite us there. Yeah. And that you can get fish and chips. You get salt and pepper fish, actually.
Ooh, salt and pepper fish.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we've got Chinese there, but also Chris's Chippy, that's like proper chippy fish and all that, but it's got a whole Chinese menu as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like in London, like by ours, like the Chinese. In my head, a chippy is, you know, where they've got like the massive like steel cabinet.
Yeah.
They've got like a drawer full of chips and another drawer full of oil.
Have you been to Wu Tan's Cran yet?
No.
On Lark Lane, it's a vegan Chinese chippy.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's called Wu Tan Scran.
Great name.
Yeah.
But what are the... He's off, he's going. Oh, he's sold on the chippy already.
He's like, fuck the vegan chippy. No, we had it, we liked it. But yeah, like, so you have chicken fried rice.
Yeah, so I have chicken fried rice. Don't know why, it's just the same thing. It's one of them where I go in, he sees my face and he goes, it's already in the oven. But not that you do oven.
Is that awkward though? Because that could be a dilemma if you wanted something else.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, no.
But it's not, but I've had it for like over a decade now. And it's when there's a slight change, I'm this much of a connoisseur on his chicken fried rice, is that when there's a slight change, if he uses a different soy sauce or a different like pepper or a different like oil to like fry it in. I can just tell. It's like, oh, we've done something different here, haven't you? He's like, oh yeah, we ran out of oil, so we had to go down B&M's and get some from the shelf. And
oh,
it's like,
my God.
And I can just tell. It's mental. Because I've had at least 20 portions of it every year.
That is so funny.
For the last 12 years, something like that. So
yeah. But obviously, like, you enjoy football, though, as well, don't you? So you enjoy the game.
Well, it's give or take with Everton. Sometimes, yeah, you know, we can get a decent win. Like, we beat Wolves, which was a good result earlier in the season. But then we've also lost to Sheffield United and Norwich at home this season. So it's just, it boils your blood being an Everton fan. So yeah. For me, like, the best thing is
going
to the pub, going to Chippy and seeing my dad and yeah. that sort of thing. And we go to bookies as well. And like you said before, that makes it a bit more interesting.
And I think to myself as well, like, she probably knows, but she's probably unaware of, like, how valuable that time is to him.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think she's saying every other week, like, it's not much time to give up, really, is it? And, like, yeah. you know, if something big comes up, I'm sure you can just go, oh, I've got to. And also, by the sounds of it, it sounds like she doesn't have a family of her own and stuff yeah. like that.
How old did she say she was?
22. So she's really young, like,
yeah.
She's not got a family of her own. Think when you've got a family of your own, you won't be able to spend that quality time with your dad. Yeah. Like,
I think once you get a bit older, you start to realise.
Oh, God.
Like, how much more input. Like when you're like a teenager, you're like, oh, my God, dad, mum, just yeah. do one, because you're sick of seeing them all the time. Mm. But then when you start spending less time with them, you do appreciate it more.
I'm 32 now, and I not just appreciate them more, like, I actually enjoy spending time with them more. And I think yeah. that's just because I'm older and I like old shit. Like, and also, I do appreciate them, because I've had to run a house myself for years now and I've got to do things and blah, 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 blah. And I just think, oh, yeah.
You get what they've been through. Yeah, yeah, almost. Yeah, that's what yeah. it is.
And
that's
also,
exactly,
like, I feel like I see what they, like, give up and stuff, and I see how important. And, like, I don't have any children yet, but I've got lots of friends who are having children around me and stuff. And so I see how special that is and that.
Yeah.
And I think, and it just makes me, like, think I want to put aside time for them. She should still do that.
I think she should still,
like,
do it.
Like, how long's a rugby game?
80 minutes, is it, I think?
Yeah, so rugby, like, league. 80 minutes out of your week, every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
I don't mind, but, like, me and Michael go to watch ice hockey a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
What, in Liverpool?
No, in Manchester oh, Storm. Manchester so we go Storm, to Altrincham, yeah. yeah, to watch them.
Yeah.
And I quite like, I'm not a mad sports thing, but it's something that we share yeah. and that we like. And, you know, I don't necessarily know all of the rules, but I know that if the puck goes in, like, we cheer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just like the atmosphere and stuff.
And then one day, like, if you and Michael have kids, presumably yeah. you take the kids to watch the ice hockey, because you enjoy it that much. They'll enjoy it because you're enthusiastic about it.
Exactly.
And that'd be exactly the same about this,
like,
girl.
You and your dad, it becomes a tradition, doesn't it? Like, yeah, it my does. Parents took me to Manchester Storm yeah. when they were massive and at the arena. And now they're at this tiny little ice skating rink in Altrincham, but it's still cool. Like, we've just yeah. booked tickets to go to, like, the finals in Sheffield in a couple of weeks or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, that just that time, it might not necessarily, like, be, I don't know, my top number one thing, but it's yeah. that shared experience, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
the atmosphere.
Yeah, I can see, I get 22, like, all I wanted to do was, like, be with my mates and, like,
yeah,
be with my girlfriend
yeah, yeah.
and that sort of thing. And I didn't really have time for my parents, but now I'm, like, 27. It's like I've got so much more appreciation for yeah. my mum and dad, especially when I don't see them yeah. so regularly. So,
I was thinking that the other day. I was like, oh, I'm going to invite mum and dad around next weekend because we've not seen them for a bit and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I think I spent loads of my 20s just, like, party, like, oh, starting, like, missing calls yeah. and whatever.
And you would have been down in London as well, right?
Yeah, well, I was yeah. in London, and also, like, when I was here, I was, like, 25, and just started Hollyoaks, and there was just, like, fucking parties all the time, yeah. and I was, like, mega excited, like, yeah. and now I just listen to Radio 2 in my car and make Sunday dinners for people.
It's like Elton again, get it.
And I love it. yeah. But I would say, yeah, like, also, like, if you say that to him, like, he's probably going to be, like, he might take it a bit personal as well. He'd yeah. be like, oh, God, have I done something or whatever? Like, just do it. It's yeah. once every 2 weeks.
And then who's he going to go with? And then when are you going to see him again?
Yeah.
I mean, if she doesn't live at home.
And also, like, if you want to go, you can, it's 80 minutes in the day. You can still go out with your friends at night.
Exactly.
Like.
And you got loads of time for your friends because, yeah. you know, they've got not got any commitments either.
Keep that season ticket and keep your dad happy, I would say, because you'll regret it.
Yeah. Or go watch the football because it is a better sport.
So, right, are we ready for this last one?
Let's do it.
So this is Hattie. Oh, they're back. The little poo machines are back.
How was the chippy? We're literally talking about a great chippy as you walked out.
Yeah, we were talking about chippy and then you just were like, it was like you went to the chippy. He looks so confused. Anyway, so this is Hattie, 24, Reading. Hi, Jess. I've been working in the admin department for a big magazine company ever since leaving university, but my dream is to write for them. I took the job because I thought being in the building might help me move to the writing side, but it hasn't happened yet. I'm thinking that I might have to leave to retrain. I didn't do a specific course about writing at university, so I could go and do a master's, but then that's 2 years wasted with this company. What would you do?
Do what your heart says. That's what I'd
romantic.
Say.
I know. I would say, like, I know, I mean, it's hard, isn't it? Because different companies are different, but I know, like, Line Pictures was, from watching it from the outside, was a really good company for that, because I saw, like, people that were doing props that maybe then wanted to be a camera assistant that they would be able to do stuff, and people that worked in edit, and then people that worked editing scripts would then become head storyline. Like, my friend was like head storyline, and now she's like one of the producers. I would say in creative places, like you've done that, haven't, like, you've done bits and bobs in radio stations, and then
exactly. So basically what I used to do, basically I was unemployed for about after uni for about 9 months.
Yeah.
And did, like, nothing at all. I just... GTA came out the same month I was unemployed, and I just played that for 9 months. It was bloody brilliant. I'm so good at GTA. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, right,
Yeah. So I played...
Sorry, I'm not
that.
A gimp.
It's fine. So I was an unemployed gimp. not looking for gimp work, if there's anybody out there listening. But yeah, so I did that for ages and then moved to London, and I got like a sales job working in for a magazine company. I used to sell classified yacht sales adverts in the back of sailor magazines, which
of
is my first job. So I did that for about 2 years, and then I went Talk Sport, and then I went to Capital in North Wales. So still doing like sales, but I always kind of did like community radio and that sort of stuff, like, in my spare time. So I always had that like idea in my head that I could possibly do it, but never really saw it as like a career opportunity, if you will. So I used to just do sales and used to get, you know, decent wage. I'd like company car and that sort of thing doing that. So it was quite like a comfortable life. But in my head, there was always part of me that said, oh, maybe I could do radio. And in Capital, it was like the smallest of broadcast centres.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably like, 10 people in there at most, something like that.
Yeah.
So you really got to know like the editors, like the producers, the presenters. So you like talking to them and you know, just discussing things, like just going for a drink with them and going for food and hanging out with them all the time. And like them talking about that line of work, which was like so much more exciting than me saying, oh, I've got to go and speak to Alan Skips now and see if he wants to buy an advert on the radio. Like, it was just boring and dull, but it got you a lot of money, so I was used to just do that. And then I saw like an advert for Chester Uni doing like media courses and that sort of thing, and there was an advert for radio production, and I thought, oh, you know what, maybe I should do that. But the course was starting in like 3 weeks time or something like that, so I was like, oh, fucking hell, if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna have to do it now. But I've got a mortgage to pay, and you know, I've got like handing like my notice and that sort of thing. So I just agreed to do it with the course lecturer, started the course like a week late, which was fine. And then luckily I got some work experience working in Capital, which kind of helped me out a bit financially. I was very lucky, like I said, knew the editors and that sort of thing. So I got dead lucky doing that. And then just things just started like snowballing from there. So I just throw myself in at the deep end, because I had no money. I had to do Deliveroo to pay the bills, which was... Fair play to anyone who's still doing Deliveroo. I remember I used to get snow in my eyes when I was peddling around doing that.
I remember you telling me this when we were in McDonald's once. You were like, I used to do Deliveroo.
Yeah, and you'd be doing it over like Christmas. So you'd go out when the weather was awful, because more people were ordering takeaways. And the more takeaways you delivered, the more money you got. So I'd just do it at awful times and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was at uni learning me trade through doing a master's course in radio production.
Yeah.
Then, very, very fortunately, I was doing student radio at the same time.
Yeah.
And I won an award at student radio, which got me into Radio X, and then it just kind of grew from there. Really?
I would say that that's a perfect example to this girl. Like, I think just go for it. Like, you know, that is too... It's not too... Actually, don't think of it as 2 years wasted with that company. Excuse me! Bubble, we're working! It's not 2 years wasted because one, it's experience, and two, it could come back to you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two options, isn't there? You don't always have to do a master's in something to do something, like, you know, but it's helpful though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, and it ticks boxes and it'll probably get you through a few more doors.
Yeah, but I mean, if she's in the industry as well already, just tell the editor of the magazine or whatever it is that you want to work for that you've been doing this and, you know, go for a coffee with them or something like that and just have
it's
a catch-up.
It's all about networking, isn't it?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Or just sit down with your boss or whatever and just say, listen, this is what I'm thinking. Yeah. I love working for this company, but I really want to write. This master's has come up. And you know what? They might say to you, well, you don't need to... Why don't you do a shortcut? You know, stay working here 3 days a week. And
yeah, you could do that.
Like, why not speak about your options? Or they could say... Or they could throw you in the deep end and go, well, why didn't you just do a bit of writing for us? And you might not have to do that. Like,
I mean, the deep end thing is what I would take. Basically, when I was at my point, when I just left my job, I had no income. That's why I had to do Deliveroo. So I was basically working the whole time. I had so little time, I had to do my final project on Deliveroo because I had no time to do anything else.
Really?
Yeah, so my final project was to see if I could lose a stone through doing Deliveroo. The idea being that you can make money and lose weight at the same time. Genius idea.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I lost about a stone doing Deliveroo.
Really?
Over about 10 weeks.
From riding the bike?
Yeah, 10 weeks of exercise. I made about £800 and lost, just about a stone.
Really?
In 10 weeks, yeah. So it's a good fitness plan.
Bobble! Shush now!
Obviously prefers Uber Eats. Tyler behind that.
He's really, really against Deliveroo.
Yeah. So my advice would just be sacrifice everything and just go for it.
I'm from that same school as well, like I'm an actor, I have to be that way, like
exactly.
I've done loads of different jobs, weird things, and also I've done that thing where you've been there doing something else and then someone else has remembered you from something, and that's just the way that it works. So I wouldn't I definitely wouldn't see it as wasted for that anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
So just I would say just go. What is the worst that could happen?
And if you're I mean, you could always just go back to the job. If you give it a few years and you think, all right, it's not really worked out, then you could go back to it. So my friend who I used to live with down in London, she used to do graphic design, great graphic designer. But in her heart, she wanted to have a go of like doing like singing and like musicals and that sort of thing, like on stage. So she got loads of work, slowly working her way up that ladder.
Yeah.
After about 2 years, she was doing that mostly as her full-time job, wasn't making as much money as she'd hoped, and she wasn't really enjoying it that much, but she'd done it for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now she's gone back to doing graphic designing. But she's like, you know what? I'm so glad I did that, because now I know it's not for me.
It's out of her system. She can't, and she can't go, she can't like wake up at like 50 and go, oh God, I wonder what would have happened.
Exactly.
I think, fuck it, like, what's the word? I always think this about situations. I think this about haircuts as well. Like, people get so stressed out about haircuts, and I think, well, what is the worst? It will grow back in a couple of months.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is the worst that could happen? Like, you don't like it, then fucking change it.
Exactly,
like,
bro. Wear a hat.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do that. It's my advice to this person. Wear a hat.
So thank you so much for being a guest on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. You've been great. I mean, you say you've got a hangover, but you don't seem like it.
You know what? That sweet that was actually delicious right at the beginning.
Oh, don't remind me of that.
That I needed.
Of that old man's fart in my mouth.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much. And where can people listen to you on the radio?
So from December, you can hear me on Radio X, on your digital radio everywhere around the country. Do 12 till 4 a.m. if you're awake on Monday morning, Sunday night, 1 till 4, Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. And I also commentate. So if you ever want to listen to the Bundesliga, if you've got an Amazon Alexa, free, say, Alexa, play the Bundesliga, and you'll probably hear me commentate.
Oh my God, amazing. And your podcast is called?
Triple Captain. And that is, as all podcasts, on Apple, Spotify, get it everywhere. And we do it every week. And we get loads of guests coming on as well. So we've got Jordan North from Radio 1 coming on. He's coming out from Radio 1.
He is gorgeous.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He is so unexpectedly gorgeous. Like, his voice doesn't match him.
You're right.
He looks like he's like, hey, guys, you're right. But when you look at a picture of him, you're like, wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll pass on the message.
Just tell him I think he's fit.
Okay, I'll pass on the message to Jordan. So we've got loads of guests. We've got Ivo Graham coming in as well, who's a panellist on Have I Got News For You? Or he was last week. Pete Donaldson from Football Ramble as well. We get them all.
Amazing.
We get them all. So if you want to come on.
Oh my God.
Even though you called it openly shit.
I would love to come on and talk about Colin Bell.
Yeah, if you want.
It's my dad's favourite player.
Yeah, you could do that. Talk about Colin Bell. He's not in FPL. but he's not available on it.
See, I don't even know what that... Is he not? He's not available?
No, I think he stopped playing in maybe 97 or something like that. It was a while ago.
So thank you so much for listening. And if you've enjoyed, please give us those 5 stars, rate and review. It just boosts us in the charts. And as always, get in touch on our socials on Twitter and Instagram at Dilemmas Jess. See you next week.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Triple Captain.
Hello, this is Triple Captain, the unofficial Fantasy Premier League podcast, which has just one aim: to get you to the top of your mini league.
He's Luke Jurdy, an FPL obsessed actor and top 10k finisher. And I'm Rich Wolfenden, a TalkSport commentator and presenter on Radio X. So what makes us different from other FPL podcasts?
Well, first of all, we're an unofficial FPL podcast, which means that we can say what we like. There's no club or Premier League affiliations, means that there's no ego rubbing or pleasing the sponsors.
We also pack our podcasts with guests. We've already had Lloyd Griffith from Soccer AM, Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, Caroline Barker from Sky Sports and 5 Live, Toby Tarrant from Radio X, James Sutton from the Anfield Rap, and Adam Wilborn from What Culture on the podcast. And we've got loads more guests lined up for the rest of the season.
Finally, we don't go on forever. Our podcasts are not that long, so you can get all the information you need for your game week without having to spend too much time with us, which, let's face it, is probably for the best.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app.